USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The death toll from the Astroworld crowd surge a week ago Friday night is now at 10. 9-year-old Ezra Bount died Sunday. He'd been on life support since last weekend with a major organ damage situation, and he wasn't expected to recover. Ezra had attended the festival and was riding on top of his dad's shoulders, but when that crowd surge began, his father passed out, and the young boy was trampled in the ensuing chaos. President Joe Biden is calling on former New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu to be the one to spearhead the execution of the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill that the president will sign tomorrow at the White House. The White House saying that Landrieu will oversee the most significant and comprehensive investments in American infrastructure in generations. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Another new poll showing that President Biden's job approval rating is at a record low. The Washington Post ABC News survey revealing the president's popularity rating has dropped to 41%, finding his support is slipping most among Democrats and independents. The trend is likely the result of economic hardships affecting a lot of Americans amid rising costs and soaring inflation. A journalist getting some attention for what she says about Republicans. Here's more from USA Radio's Brad Bernards.
Washington Post writer Jennifer Rubin on Saturday called for rules that would prohibit media outlets from treating Republicans as normal.
The mainstream media is part of this. They cover these issues, and then they go right back to having Republicans on talk shows, asking them about other issues, rather than grilling them incessantly about why they tolerate this behavior. This is fascistic behavior.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Biden administration is acknowledging inflation has become a big economic problem, and the Biden economic advisor, Brian Deese, was pressed about it on CNN's State of the Union. Whether President Biden's Build Back Better spending plan would actually help ease inflation, as the president's claimed. Deese said there are a number of things the administration can do to combat inflation, but claimed the social spending plan is the ultimate fix. Deese sidestepping the question, though, when asked how long inflation will stay. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen saying she expects that inflation concerns will dissipate by the middle of next year. Eternals is again the top movie in North America. The Marvel superhero film bringing in $27.5 million in its second weekend in theaters in the U.S. and Canada. The new Paramount family film Clifford the Big Red Dog came in second with just over $16 million in revenue. And in third place, Dune with $5.5 million. Rounding out the top five, the James Bond thriller No Time to Die and Venom Let There Be Carnage. And Dollar General celebrating a milestone store opening, the dollar retail chain announcing the opening of its 18,000th store on Saturday, the newest one in Gulf Shores, Alabama. Remember, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.